In three dimensions, it's more complicated. So in three dimensions, you get this sum, and it's hard to figure out how you're going to sum it with some clever mathematical trick. So you do it numerically. And this was this is an old student project where the students, for me, numerically summed the Madelung constant for cesium chloride. So in cesium chloride, there's positive charge in the middle. There are eight nearest neighbors that are negatively charged. And then there would be six next nearest neighbors, which are, again, positively charged. So that would be in front and back, on top, left and right. There's six positively charged ones. And then you just have to look in the crystal. What comes next? Is it positive or negative? How many of them are there? And you start to make this Madelung sum. So the blue line is just a running sum. As you go further and further from the central atom, what is that sum? And you see it's not converging very quickly when you do it numerically. So this distance here is in interatomic spacings. So here we're at 50, a distance from the central atom. And we're looking at a radius that's a radius of 50, and within a radius of 50 lattice spacings, there are maybe a million atoms, something like this, so really a lot. So this Coulomb interaction is very long range, and in order to get a good value for the Madelung constant, you have to look at atoms that are quite far away before you really get the standard value. But this is the value that you get for the Madelung constant for cesium chloride. And then you can...